Well, it's another morning. You know what? It's a rainy morning. In the first part of May. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. You know, I'm having a good year in several ways. I got on to a needed, I don't call it a replacement at the house. Ooh, boy, that looks tricky up front. Almost foggy. So we shall see what happens. It's supposed to be rainy all this week, which is weird, and the high is supposed to be in the 60s. Just, wow. So we planted everything that, I don't know if it's everything that we had decided to plant. We've got some tomatoes, peppers. Lisa's got her herbs. Her mint that Lisa stridently saved through the winter. And it's coming on pretty strong. And it's like, wow, this is great. A lot of what she tried to save didn't make it through the winter. There was some rosemary. The rosemary didn't make it. And I don't know what else she had going there. Anyway. What else is going on in my interesting life? Well, I woke up this morning. I've been worried about leaks from the roof upstairs. I woke up this morning and I didn't see any, which is wonderful. I don't think that gives me the kind of hope that I want to see from to say, okay, let's seal this thing up. I don't think I'm in any kind of rush to seal it up because I really want to give it some good time. I use that elastic coating. I used it once before on the roof of the back porch of our house on 4th Street in Tucumcari. I think it did a pretty good job. This time I'm just using it to seal up around this duct that I've put in. Anyway, so I seem to get one drop out of it, which kind of makes me go, how should I feel about that? I'm going to try the defroster for the first time on this truck. I'm bucking the trend. A lot of these things say, this thing lasts 150,000 miles. I've already got 140,000. I had that when I bought it. And, well, they say 150,000 before you got to do something major. So let's see how much of that we can buck. Honestly, Anyway, I woke up this morning, I was thinking about Shayna, my eldest daughter. in case people think that I have just banished her from my life and my mind, or that, you know, it's like I disowned you, and you go, I don't understand what that means. I said, I didn't do that. When we parted, she said that she was going to transition into a man, and I said, I can't go down that road with you. And I made some attempts after that to curtail her. She decided to get top surgery, removing her breasts. I tried to curtail her from doing that. Said, I don't think you should ever screw around with your body unless it's an emergency and you're trying to stop something bad from happening. I have no problem with, you know, people doing whatever they and their doctor decide is the right thing to do for cancer or for, you know, for practically anything. Don't fix what isn't broken. You know, and that's just a general way of looking at things. And that's how I approach almost everything. Life is too short. I'll tell you something else, you know, along with the 150-year rule, which is, if it wasn't a huge problem 150 years ago, it probably isn't a huge problem now. You know, we have all kinds of ways to measure all kinds of interesting things through blood and urine. I am not a fan of, well, that reminds me, I didn't take any of my pills this morning. My big thing is allopurinol. I didn't take any allopurinol this morning. I've tried a few times to, I've tried once to just say, you know what, don't bother taking the allopurinol and see what happens. And, I think it went okay for a couple of years, but then I had an attack, and it's like, you know, I really cut back on how much allopurinol I take, and I don't think the occasional skipping of it is all that bad. Is bad at all, honestly. Anyway, so yeah, since I tried to curtail Shayna, I appealed to her, to people around her, to say, please don't just encourage her. I think one of our biggest cultural sins, and I raise it to the level of a sin, is encouraging bad behavior or doing something that's really stupid or pointless or things like that. We spend too much time patting people on the head and saying, well, that sounds like just a wonderful idea, not spending enough time saying, you know what, I think that's a stupid idea. And you go, well, you need to couch it in terms that don't make me feel bad. And you go, yo, this is, I'm tired of spending too much time doing that. That's half of what talks me out of doing things is I don't know how to say it in ways that are nice enough. This is, please, you know, this is, please don't unnecessarily remove body parts. Anyway, so she went ahead and did it anyway. And over time, she just like says, no, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me about anything. She doesn't call me dad. She calls me or my given name, which I do not appreciate. And, no. I've often equated it with the prodigal son. You know, there's people, every once in a while, when people talk to me about this stuff and they go, you know, you need to put the ring on her finger and tell her how wonderful it is that she's alive and everything's nice. And it's like, I'm sorry. I don't think we're to that stage yet. I said, you know, this is right now. I think she's still in the analog of the riotous living. There's apparently no reason for her to even desire to come and see Lisa and I. But yeah, you know, I thought in the past that she might be possessed by a devil, but my first, but after I do that, I go, she's not doing anything against it. I don't think she's trying to fight her demons. She said, I think a long time ago, she embraced her demons. And that she lets a demon run her life, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe it's just her. Maybe this is just her. It makes me think about that, you know, the LGBT on and on community, and I find it interesting they call it a community. A bunch of self-serving people who find acting out their self-service, they empower each other in seeking out their self-service. I guess that forms a community. Anyway, they have a thing called Two-Spirit. And I think that is the modern term for being possessed. And you're going, I don't want to have anything to do with that. I'm not going to engage with some second spirit that has basically taken charge of my daughter's body. It's like the whole interesting, you know, in Stargate SG-1, they have this idea of the Gua'uld, a symbiote. Now, most of these symbiotes take over the host, and they push out the other thing. Now, they always said, oh, the host is gone, but then they kind of found out that that's not true. It was cast as a kind of a living nightmare for the people whose bodies had been taken over by these symbiotes. Anyway, there's this other group that's called the Tok'ra. And it is a symbiotic relationship again, but these guys share their bodies, that body, that one body, two little beings in this body, and I find this whole idea partially confirmed. This is, you know, maybe this is what's happening. That before Shane just cut off all contact, I think she was trying to irk me. Or it was trying to irk me, whatever it is. Shane always had, some people call it imaginary friends. She always had male visitors, spirit visitors, that would come to her. And she would tell us about them when she was a little kid. So I think Shayna, maybe to a large extent, gave over her body to, or shared a body with a male demon. She used to, I think it had a different name, but she called it Shay a lot. Anyway, Shayna started getting into the, said that she was exploring Wicca, the occult, witchcraft. Which does make me think, yeah, this sort of a spirit is enjoying her body. Using it as much as it can. And I have no interest in coddling this little relationship. Said, for all I know, deep inside her psyche, deep in her now controlled mind, there's this little cowering girl that long ago gave up herself. And I'm at the very least interested in meeting that girl. Maybe getting reacquainted. For all I know, this spirit has had such a powerful effect on my daughter from such a young age that I never knew my daughter. All I knew was this satanic spirit just taking its pleasure on her and is living this interesting life. There's always nice things to say about Camp Hill. They are a nice bunch of people. But I think they're a little too accommodating of what comes along. And I don't appreciate it that way. Evil will come of it. Anyway, so I have on occasion prayed that she be released from whatever demon possesses her. If that's what's happened. For all I know, this is just Shayna. And this is going to be the way she is. I don't know what that constitutes. Can I tell you? I can put it aside a lot. I mean, it's still there. I still have caring for my daughter. But you know what? She's in a place. She's in this intentional community. And what can you do? What can you do? Oh. Regardless, having a pretty good day. I'm getting ready for a trip overseas. Well, to South America. Never been there before. We get the opportunity to go there. Might not have a lot of these opportunities much longer. But I need to take my little teeny-wee computer around more because I only have little snippets of work to be done. And I don't have a very good sense of this. I'm going to be redoing. I'm going to clean up a little bit my escape book. I call it a novel, but it's not really much of a novel. Well, it's kind of a novel. Anyway, rumination, I call it. The Navigiri rumination. So yeah, I'm gonna clean that up a little bit, although to be honest, I really don't think it needs it. Lisa thinks I should. I need to come up with a new cover for the book. One that includes the elements of the stone marker with the Mariner's log on it. And Melisenda and Davor. And Davor, you know, I'm trying to picture how this will look. I don't want Davor to be like a cloud, but in trying to be kind of the muscular dandy, but utterly failing at it, I find just interesting. Anyway, there's this, I keep thinking about the coming book. Davor continues to be Davor. Although he has these dreams and he sees, a prophet is an interesting thing. A prophet is somebody who sees the future, what's going to happen. That's what Davor gets. And just see what it does to him. He really is a creature of the convocation. You know, he was slave labor, for lack of anything better. And he develops a little bit, but surprisingly not as much as you would think. When presented with the opportunities that come from, the opportunities that come from the convocation, he takes them. And his marriage to Melisenda, I don't think he ever understood it. It was something that she wanted once she figured out, you know, that this was something that God, Mariner, wanted, that Kiami taught. They recorded. She pursued this at that level. You know, they were like, whatever, okay. Day four never, at least at this point, day four never really got it. He never saw what it meant. Wesley would listen to his mother read from Kiami, and Davor drew the line at Wakey. He didn't really want anything to do with Wakey. Too much work. Can I tell you? What they did at Wakey, he wasn't committed to, he wasn't interested in. And so they never did it. And, you know, it was kind of a specialized group, kind of like the Jewish Nazarites. You know, they took things to a deeper level, and Davor wanted no part of it. And I don't think Mulls didn't really feel like that was her thing. Westland had a restless spirit. Would have gone right down to it. And his father's interest was only in getting him to get some of the load off of him. So as a teenager, you know, he was just kind of slaving away with, kind of with, kind of for dad. And his dad was kind of smashing him down. And he finally just left. Well, he only got so far as first home. And kind of this council of deputies or something. You know, the council of commoners. So it was a bad group. Anyway, so yeah, I need some artwork with, I don't know if I want to give it to AI, but that's what it means. It comes to mind. Give it to AI and give it a good description of what I want on there. And to make the Mariner's Log stone, kind of an upright standing stone, with the symbols carved into them. Anyway, so I may need to throw this at AI somehow and see what it generates for me. But work first. You're taking care of what's needful. Well, that's all I've got for this morning. People making their own decisions, their own choice. They might be interesting. And take a good time to get a good result, to bring at least my little Chromebook, on these adventures so that I can compose and work Anyway, yep, I need to do that. Talk to you later.